Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mimi. How are you?
Hi, Mimi.
I have, what's her name again? Lorna on the
Lorna.
line. Can I
Hi,
merge her in? One
Lorna.
second.
Yes,
Okay. Lorna?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the line here together.
Hi, Lorna.
Okie dokie.
Hello, hello. So I wanted to see when did you guys want to start with when did you want to leave your current one and when you want to start, because that's all that's important.
You said when did we want to leave? How soon? You said we have to leave before by the end of March, right?
That is correct.
How soon do you think we should leave? Like, let me see. Next week.
So I'm looking at the calendar. Everything needs to be discussed before. You want to do the week of, the long week of March the 22nd, beginning with Family First the 22nd. And
so
it'll be
stay
a Sunday. It's up to you. I don't know. You still have to do the paperwork, right? You still have to do
So sorry to interrupt, but to be honest, the paperwork doesn't take too long because she's already with the agency. So it's just like an agency transfer. So usually if someone calls us, they want to do an agency transfer, what we do is we get it done within a few days. It doesn't take much time. But again, it's up to you.
It's up to the Sawyer family. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just documenting.
No, 100%.
You tell me when do you want to transfer?
Well, I was actually waiting to get some answers to some questions that I had.
Oh, so
you hear
to
me?
Still talk to them a little bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was just waiting to hear about some stuff.
About the pay rate, right? We spoke about that.
We talked about that. I didn't know if there was holidays, if there was, vacation days. I don't know as far as, you know, checking in and out, because my sister sometimes stays with me, or how does that actually work?
Right.
But so she didn't have the answer when I spoke with the other, Ruth did call me. She's going to send me over some paperwork. So, you know, I'm going to look at that. I know she said I need to get a TB test. So there are things that I know I have to do on my end, too. Because the TB test that I had, I believe that was years ago. I have to look at the dates and stuff, but I believe I got a TB test. I'm trying to think that I get one. How often do you get a TB test?
Honestly, I have to double check that one, because I don't take care of the medical paperwork, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, she said if it was Lorna. Do you know Lorna?
I don't. Each job is different. Some jobs, every time you go to a new job, they want a new TB.
Okay, so I'm going to probably have to get another one. I'm going to have to get another one, because that's been, what, over 3 years almost. Over
3 years.
Yeah.
You're gonna need a new one.
I'm gonna need a new one. Okay. So I have to do that, and yeah, just get the questions answered, and then probably, you know, I don't see. And I wanted to know if it was a probation period.
What is the probation period? What do you mean by that? Because I've never heard of that question before.
Like, because I'm coming into your, sir, coming with your agency, do I have, even though I'm coming from an agency, is there a certain amount of days that I'm on probation? And if so, how long?
You mean like as in not to work?
Say that again?
You mean probation period of what? Of transferring?
No, once I start working.
Mimi, you know when you're working at, say, for instance, I'm at AmeriHealth, there is a probationary period, say 3 months or 6 months. where you can make the decision as, you know, well, this is going to work or it's not going to work, and you're no longer under the probation of the rules and the regulations as to what you're supposed
to
do.
Oh, that you mean.
Yeah. Yes. She's trying to see if the agency has anything of that.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard of that, but I can double-check and ask. But listen, if you transfer over to us and you are not happy or something is not working out, you're not obligated to stay, you know?
Right.
You don't have to stay. We can't keep you, you know? We can't hold you hostage here. That's not what we do.
No, I understand.
I understand, but again, our goal is for you to be happy and everyone to be happy. So, you know, we do our best to work with you, to work with everyone. And and I spoke to you about the pay rate. I'm happy to pay you the pay rate that you wanted.
Right. This is what I wanted to say. Ms. Sawyer, how about if we set a tentative time to transfer? So you tell me when. You have to give me, you have a calendar up?
Yeah, let me get my calendar.
Do you want a speaker for a second?
I can put it
tentatively and then.
Right.
Okay. So let's just give me, it's great to be a big note. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to get this CT test. So I'm sure you're not going to hire me before then. So you want me to say 2 weeks?
Give me a date.
All right. So what's today, the 22nd? Let's see, the fifth of what? The 5th of February? Well, no, you said on a Sunday.
Okay.
Because I started the 10th then, because I work Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, Mimi, I will put in the authorization for February the 8th, beginning with them starting with you.
Okay.
I'm going to do that today, and then I'm going to call the old agency and tell them that their last day will be February the 7th.
Okay. Perfect. So, question. This agency, they don't accept Keystone First anymore?
Yeah, so Keystone actually terminates their application somehow. So that's been happening a lot for a lot of institutions.
Oh, how come? Is there a specific reason? Just curious.
It's beyond my pay grade. All they tell me is it's no longer.
Yeah,
we
don't get the information. We just need to do our job. That's it.
That's exactly right. And make sure we're not terminated, right?
Exactly. We just have to keep our job.
I'm sorry, Mimi. So they are telling me. So I'll let them know after this, and I'll call them now.
Okay, no problem. And again, if you need help with other referrals from that agency, let me know. I'm happy to help.
Okay, do you do Upper Darby at all?
Yes, as well, of course.
Okay, all right. So let me call the person. Let me see if they have something. I know somebody who's over there that's in the same agency.
Sure.
I will be calling you soon. And Ms. Vera, I'm going to put it in tentatively for February 8th, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to have my intake team speak to you as well about the paperwork and all that stuff, okay?
Yeah, she said she was going to text me over send me the information. And, I asked her those same questions about vacation days and, how you check in and out and stuff like that. So she said she was going to get those answers for me. She also said that was another department. So I don't know if there's a name of someone I can just speak to them directly, or will y'all get back to me with that information?
Let me speak to the coordinator about it. I'm going to speak to her.
Okay. Sounds good.
But if you have any issues, just call me. I'm happy to help.
Okay.
Is Raymond with you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give him a call. I want to check in with him.
Okay. So do I need paperwork to get the TB test, or I can just go get the TB test?
let me ask my coordination team, because I'll be very honest, I don't do that part.
Okay.
But I can be on top of it and ask them to call you and, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, amazing. Perfect. So let's be in touch.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lorna.
I think she hung up.
Oh, she hung up. Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you, Mimi. I look forward to your information.
Likewise. No problem. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Hope your day is going well.
So far, so good. Thank you.
Amazing. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Be well. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.